Okay, so we're up to page Kuf Lamed Vav, Simin Chav Gimel, Halacha Tes. Kishayesh Koyin Bebeis HaKnesses. If you have a Koyin Bebeis HaKnesses, Shrichim L'Koy Yosot Chilut. So who gets the first Aliyah goes without saying the first, to get the first Aliyah is the Koyin. The Afilu Imhu Amo Oretz, even if the Koyin is an Amo Oretz, Elo Shu Odom Kosher. He must be an Odom. What is an Odom Kosher? Beats me. Is that really what it means? Let's say it's a tzniach shel nishva. Come to shul, you have someone that really, you know, really not a shem shabbos, but at least privately, publicly, is a shem shabbos. Yeah, people like that. Tzniach shel nishva. It's not their so l'chayra. That's called an adam kosher. What is b'vahesia?
I mean, even if he's not, you don't see him doing it, but everybody knows that he is.
Is that called b'vahesia? Oh, the store. That's it. The store is open. That he's there in the store.
No. I mean, like
his property, his business.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Okay, so this is a tough. It's a really tough call.
Right, yeah.
It's a very tough call. You go to a shul, and the only kohen is a person that's borderline. What is called borderline? It doesn't say. It doesn't say shama shabbos. It says your adam kosher. Who koydim afilu talmud chacham comes even before talmud chacham gets the first aliyah. By the svarim, they don't follow this. By the svarim, they give the talmud, the chief talmud chacham, Rav Yosef. I've heard, right? Rav Yosef, he gets first aliyah no matter what. He's not a kohen, and they always give him the first aliyah because that's the halacha. You give the different opinions, but Ashkenazim, no such thing. The first aliyah goes to a kohen no matter what.
I've heard of shuls.
Yeah.
They don't allow non-shomrei Shabbos, right? Members, and therefore, and since you give members aliyahs,
automatically, so you solve the problem. Okay, it's a very tough call. It all depends on what kind of shul you have. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You know, the whole shul is made up of people that are borderline. Every situation is different. You can't generalize. But here it says that one that gets the first li is the koyin. The koyin has to be an adam kosher, even if he's not aretz. Who koydim afilu tamechach afilu koyin afilu na afilu makoyin roitzel limchol imahani. If the koyin wants to be moichel on his kavod, give it to Yisrael. It does not help the koyin. It's not his kavod. It's the kavod hashevet. It's the kavod of the shevet, and therefore the koyin cannot be moichel on the kavod of the shevet. Therefore, he has to take the aliyah. The acher koyin kori levi. After the koyin gets a levi, v'im in sham levi kori nes a koyin asheola. Okay, we're going to go with a lot of halachos here on the bottom, but let's go with basic halacha first. If let's say there is no levi, then the koyin gets a double aliyah. Koyin is a koyin asher ola bim koymoi v'oim, and you say bim koyim levi yamoid bim koyim halevi yamoid, different expression yamoid yamoid ha koyin bim koyim levi. Why? The issue is pegam. What do we mean pegam? If you're going to give a Yisroel the second aliyah, people are going to say, if this person is a Yisrael, it must be the one that got the aliyah before was a Levi, or was not, was another Yisrael. Someone who walks, or someone who's not paying attention, it is the worst thing for us to have, that it should be a suffix in anyone's mind if the person that just got the aliyah is not a Kohen. So if you're going to give a Kohen an aliyah, and then, no, what do you normally, who gets after the Kohen normally? A Levi. After Levi gets the Yisrael. So when you see a Yisrael getting an Aliyah, and then in your mind you remember there was a person that was standing here before, you're going to say, well, if this one is a Yisrael, it must be the one that was before him was a Levi, or was a Yisrael. It certainly was not a Kohen. But that's exactly what you've just done. You've given a Kohen and you've given a Yisrael because there was no Levi. In order that no one should make that mistake, so what you do is you give the Kohen two aliyos. By giving him two aliyos, you're emphasizing, it's not going to perfectly solve the problem, because you're going to give the third aliyah eventually to the Yisrael. But by giving him a double aliyah and you're calling Yamoy and Kohen Alevi, at least you are attempting the best that you can to prevent there being a pagan. It's very interesting that the Kohen that's taking the aliyah, You think it's a big covet, right? Think about it. You go to a shul and there is no levy. So it's, you won the lottery. I won the lottery. I'm the kohen. I'm getting today two aliyahs. Right? To get one aliyah costs me $1,000. I get two aliyahs for free. This is I won the lottery. You know something? You didn't win the lottery. It's not a good thing to get two aliyahs. Because after you get your two aliyahs, who's getting shlishi? A Yisrael. There's a danger. What's the danger? Someone walks to shul late, is going to see this yeshul is getting the aliyah, and they saw you stepping down, or they saw you standing there, so they're going to think, oh, guess what? He is not a kohen. He is a Levi, or he is another Yisrael. And then when they have a conversation at dinner about who are the kohanim in the community, the distinguished kohanim, he's not a kohen. And then they'll start a whole rumor that he's just a phony. So it's not a milah to get to aliyahs. It's a pegimah to get to aliyahs, but you have no choice. Because the kohen, the covenant of the shevet is critical, but you have to do this. That's a very big twist. Tell it to a kohen. I don't think they know. They look at it like that. But that's what it says here. What happens if you don't have a kohen in the Beis HaKnesses? Kohen b'mekom Levi or Yisrael. Is there any inyan to give a Levi first?
No.
Nisparda hachavila. Once there is no kohen, there is no reason why you should give a Levi the first aliyah. You can give anyone you want the first aliyah. But once you give a Yisrael, you can't give a Levi after Yisrael. That you don't do. But you don't have to give a Levi second. Levi has no special yichus by himself. His yichus is only relative to the kohen. If the kohen is not here, then the Levi loses his chashivas.
But you can give a Levi an acharon.
You can give a Levi and a kohen an acharon. That's the only exception. After the seven aliyahs. After Shevikum, you give a Levi an acharon. You give Levi acharon. Never to give a
Levi.
Why?
No kohen, because he didn't want people to think that you give a Levi. Uh-huh. There's no kohen.
Levi has no chashivas. His chashivas is only relative to the kohen. Doesn't make a difference.
I see that there is kohen in the Bet Knesset, and there are some guests coming.
Yes, they tell the kohen to leave.
And no, he's staying, davening at the end of the tefillah.
Yeah.
But they don't give the kohen.
No,
to
wrong.
Come
that's...
and they give the outside person and the guest person and not kohen that is sitting in front of
that's
the Torah.
That's also, that is forbidden.
A couple of times in the Ashkenazi.
You're not allowed to do that. They don't know the halacha. That's wrong. You're not allowed to do that. What they can do, b'shas hatchak. B'shas hatchak, you can tell.
What?
It's wrong. Davening Shemoneh Esrei? That's different.
No, Shemoneh Esrei is sitting.
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. What can I tell you? That halacha, it's not the halacha. The only halacha, the only exception is that b'shas hatchak, there are opinions, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down by the Eved, you can tell the kohen to leave. If you don't want World War III to break out,
they don't like that either.
They don't like, but there are heterim. There are such things. You can tell the kohen to leave. He should not be present.
The kohen is seeking his.
No. Okay, let's look. Let's go further.
But the voluntarily, what?
He can voluntarily walk out. He can be voluntarily not be present.
That
he cannot do. If the kohen is there, it's not for him to mochel on the cover. It's not his cover. It's the cover of the shevet of the tribe. This
not
is the halacha.
It's not his cover to be mochel. I understand it, but he can leave voluntarily.
Yes, there is such a thing. It's not an ideal thing to do, and like you said, there are some that are very against this. There are some that there's a very broad range of opinions on if you should use this. This happens, and one thing, you go to a shul, there are 10 kohanim. You know, you have a minyan and a yeshiva, and there are 20 kohanim. It's not going to happen. You're going to tell 20. We're dealing with a shul, small little minyan, and there's one kohen, and there's someone there that's a yard side.
Two yard sides,
and they want very much. Even that's not so simple. Right. But there, in those situations, there are definitely halachic grounds to ask the kohen to walk out. In order to accommodate the chiyuvim, let's see further. Okay, so we call over here. V'yesh l'kros esay esay yoser. V'im ein koyin v'saknes es koyin b'mokam v'levi yisrael. If there is no koyin, then we call. Do whatever you want. V'yesh l'kros esay yoser. God of the Torah shnim tasham. When you're calling up a yisrael, who gets first? Leah, the one that is a greater talmud chacham. The Mishnah Berurah says the one that's a good. Not age. Age is not a factor. What's a factor is recognized as being a Talmud Chacham. The Oimrim, here is the Nosach, Im Ein Kan Koyin, Levi Bim Koyim Koyin, O Yisrael Bim Koyin. So you're supposed to say the word Im. I never understood this, because you say Im, if. Ya'amoid, you say Sigalev, Visere'eh, Malchusab is man, Korov Yachon, Plata, Sin, the Flitus, the Mobish, Rachel, Rachel, Amen, Hakoil, Havu Goyle, Lokedu, Snu, Chavala Torah. Im, say the word Im. Im ein kan koyin, like you're making a statement.
Right.
Im ein kan koyin, if there is no koyin, yamoid Rabbi so-and-so Halevi Bimkoin HaKohen. A good Gabbai says all the words. You hear all the words. It's a breath of fresh air to go to a shul where you have a Gabbai that really knows what he's doing and can articulate, can actually say the words clearly and can give life to the Gabbois. It's really a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of times it's just blah, 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 blah. You don't know what in the world is going on.
It's not
going to grab that. Oh, Yisrael b'mkoin koin. Now, next.
I say, im ein koin.
Im ein kan koin. Im ein kan, you also say the word im. Im ein kan koin. That's what it says. Im ein kan koin. Ya'amoid levi b'mkoin koin.
Which is possible?
What?
Im ein koin, levi is coming to say.
No, no. You have a choice. You have a choice. If there is no Kohen, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you do whatever you want. A Levi has no Kedima. You can give a Lechatchila a Yisrael. But if you want to give a Levi, you can give a Levi also. There is no, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there is no Kedima, no Akpada to give a Yisrael. V'im Karol Yisrael b'im Kohen Kohen, ein Kohen Achav Levi. Once you start by calling a Yisrael, you are not allowed to give a Levi after a Levi after a Yisrael. Because if you're going to give a Levi, people are going to make a mistake and think the one that got the Levi before is a Kohen. You don't want to have a Pagim and call people Kohanim who are not Kohanim.
So why by Achra?
Because that's already, that's the laning is over. The Kriya Sator is considered to be over. You have Shiva Kuruim. Me'ikr Hadin.
Somebody who just walks in.
You can't, it's not a perfect world. Even when you give a Kohen to Elias. So there's bad. Also... Even when you give a coin, like we said before, you give a coin to Elias, then you give a Yisrael. There's also a concern for Pegima, the person that got Levi before is not a coin. You can't solve all the problems. You have to do the best thing. Once you've been Mekayim, Shiva Kruim, so then already we have no choice.
They have a Hakpada never to make
those. Except, even those don't make Hakpada.
There are places that will not make those.
No matter what?
No matter what. Because there are Svarim, I read a Sefer once that says shouldn't do it. That's all. So the only hetter for doing it in the first place was to get stuck. The Elias,
the
crew, and give a donation, and that's the hetter for making those offer. That's it.
Many shuls that don't do it will make exceptions, like say for a bar mitzvah or an ufra. If they want to give the bar mitzvah boy maftir, he's a Levi or he's a kohen. So what are your choice? You're going to give me the first Aliyah, or you're going to give him the second Aliyah, the kohen or Levi? Okay, you could some places will do that. Some places where they'll never make a safa, you have no choice. What?
But then you have to accommodate the father and so on.
So they won't accommodate the father. They don't want to accommodate. But if you want to accommodate, so even though choik v'loyava, they'll never make a safa, for that they'll make a safa. They'll make an acharon in order to give a bar mitzvah boy maftir or chasam maftir or something like that. That's like the only exception I've seen. I've seen that in some places where they generally don't make chasafas.
If the acharon is a levi and the maftir is a kohen, you can do that.
Is the acharon a levi and the maftir a kohen? You can do it.
Different sefer Torah.
No.
Let's say the same sefer Torah. The same sefer Torah. Okay, next. Yishov Shakulam Kohanim Levim. You ever go to a shul? Shakulam Kohanim? Yishov, a settlement. Shakulam Kohanim Levim. Yasu She'elas Chacham Eich Yisnahagu. Speak to a Talmud. I don't know the halacha. I guess I have no choice. You have to give an aliyah.
This speak to.
You have to give. You have to divide up. Okay, that's a complicated case. Let's go over to the bottom. Let's see halacha on the shi'arim. Halacha hey. Likroy oisa tchila. You have to call the coin first. Kasav b'shulchan aruch the coin shemetamel meisim in lekdush kahuna. You have a coin that's not nizrin is kedusha. Coin that is metamel meisim works in the cemetery. Okay, that's his parnasa. So that's it. He's out.
He's out.
He cannot. He has lost his status. Koyin does not. Don't give him the first aliyah. The ayin b'shalas shuvas chasam sofer. The also l'koyin roifin l'tamil le'meisim. A doctor, A kohen roife l'tamal meis is a very big problem. People who are doctors who are kohanim, they have a hard time. V'chein b'shal s'chuvus k'saf sefer kosa shakodeh mamuna l'bnikas meisim nischalel mikedushas kuhuna. Memelo, he has no right to get an aliyah in shul. A person, a kohen that deliberately chooses not to be nizer in his kedusha, you do not treat him with a sanctity, and you do not give him the first aliyah. V'yayim b'shal s'chuvus mahadi. At Asad, Kikoyin, Shalom in Chokmas Hanituach, he is a doctor, he is studying to be a doctor. Uvulachle Mukhok Latamal Mason, Yesh Lachashel Shegeg, the Kusava Shmutuloy, Mimne Shokla, is a Lirapoy Sachem. Okay, so he's very apologetic about it. They call him a Shegeg, it's not very complimentary. A lot of Kohanim that go to medical school not going to like what it says over here.
Yeah,
okay.
What happens if the guy works in the cemetery?
I mean, no, that's for sure. A son who works in the cemetery, that's out. A kohen cannot work in the cemetery. That's it. That's clearly out. That goes to thing. But a doctor, so there are usually a chiluke deos. There are many, there are chiluke deos even for Yisrael, because generally it's very hard to get a Shomer Shabbos residency. It's very, very hard. And even if you want to get it, it's not ideal, and it's not going to help you in your profession later on. A lot of the residency, a lot of the internships and the residencies are not Shabbos. They're not exactly what? Okay, it depends. It depends. It's different for every field, every person, every kufa, whatever it is. So there are chiluki deus among poskim if a person should ideally choose to be a doctor. And I mean, it's well accepted today that it's fine. No problem. Go for it. Go for it. Become a doctor, and you'll deal with the problem as it comes along. What? Harezei Meshubach, Jewish profession, and the Gedolei Yisrael, very all for it. As far as I know, and Rav Herschel Schachter, he has no problem whatsoever. And I'm sure many of the Gedolei Yisrael. But you should be aware that there are Gedolei Yisrael, very interesting, that were dead against it. That anyone, I'm not talking about Kohanim, I'm talking about a Yisrael, because of the problems of Chil Shabbos, a Yisrael, if you have a skill to redo, go into a different profession, it's hard. First, as an etiyah to be a doctor, that's his calling in life. Okay, so then you just have to deal with the question: what, to be a lawyer is better, or to be a law shilas of gezel? What goes on in the world? You want to
even a Shomer Shabbos fireman, they have problems. Yeah. Doing training.
Even the professional, may be a policeman. You want to be a policeman. It's very hard to be a Shomer Shabbos policeman.
So during the, my friend who worked with the fire department said, during the training they have a problem.
Yeah.
Usually during the year, they can switch shifts.
Very easy. Interesting.
And work the hard a Saturday night shift instead of which...
Police department's not so easy though. Police department is more difficult.
There are quite a few now,
but it wasn't so easy in the beginning to arrange. Even that, forget about the training, but even in the when you're on call in the police department, there are certain requirements. They need you for overtime and different events in the city.
Emergencies.
It's not so easy. What?
For emergency situations.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
My son studied for half a year. To make sure that what he should do on Shabbos, he's a doctor, he should do it, that he's allowed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Machinery or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, they're all different.
There are
different
all novels about from the people who are
from a doctor,
in Israel,
to learn it.
Yeah. Well, in Israel is different. In Israel, you have a much easier time because it's Bikoch Nefesh. Israel is a whole different.
Friday, who was a doctor in Israel. Policeman in Israel, detective, and he would walk to the crime scene.
Okay, let's go further. So we have over here the halacha, but he talked about a coin that is, he says, that you're allowed to give, even according to the poskim, that are not happy with kohanim being doctors. That's another very big issue. One thing about Yisrael, Chil Shabbos. Kohen, you're dealing with a profession in which you're going to be working in the hospital, you're going to be working in places where there are always going to be nasims, there's always going to be, so it's a very big problem. So even those people, he says, you can give them the first aliyah. Even those that hold it, it's not such a good idea. But he says it's not together, amazed. You shouldn't even talk like that because we don't follow that mahalach. Atzos b'koch nefesh. That's a whole different. Yeah, but that's b'koch nefesh. That's a whole different story. So this is, it is mutter to give them a firstly without any question whatsoever. Next, Vav. In other words, another solution. The solution is we'll give him psicha. Don't tell the kohen to walk out. Okay, don't tell the kohen to walk out. Let him stay in, and the way will be mechabi the kohen to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa v'kidashto is we'll give him hoitzav achnasa psicha. It's a brilliant solution. The whole reason why you give the kohen the first aliyah is because of the kidashto. So here we're giving the kidashto. We're giving you psicha. We'll give you hagva galila. I mean, we'll give you at least psicha. That's the first thing. Kedei lekayim mitzvas v'kidashto b'mikzas toiv. So he says, he seems to say, I didn't look at the truth, it seems to say that there is some possibility that if they have all the Kohanim are willing to be Moichel, the ayin b'shalas and shuvus marasham nishal I yecholim likros yisrael b'mokim kain hella deleitim miyuchodim kegoin bebeiz vehei v'shabas b'mincha shekoin rak shloisha yecholim l'shanis avaloi l'shanis b'kviyas takonis chazal. So he does seem to indicate there are rooms to be lenient. That's why you combine this with telling him to walk out is a heter. So he brings down this major, the marasham. Okay, the marasham is major league. Marsham says that Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, if there are other chiyuvim, there are situations. You're right. Okay, I stand corrected. Hello. It says here there is such a thing. He says that occasionally, if there is a desperate situation, you can do it. That's what it says. Okay, let's go to halacha. Halacha Zayin. Next one. Karin is a koin asher Allah. I am shal shuvus marim shik. That if they go outside, they don't make the brachas. So what he's saying over here is, if you go and you tell the kohen to walk out, he should make brachas to make it up. He's missing the brachas. So what, he should make those brachas? That's what seems to say. You should not do that. It seems that some people are of the opinion that if you have a coin in the Beis HaKnesses, you should tell the coin to go outside, and so we can give the aliyah to someone else, and order that this coin should not lose out on the brachas that are being made. He should make those brachas on his own. He should make those brachas on his own. So he says that should not be done. Maybe he means you come back and listen. Maybe what he means is you accommodate him. You tell him, okay, go outside for the brachas. We're going to call another person. You go outside. After they make the brachas, before they begin to read, you call them back in.
But usually what happens is he comes in as soon as the guy starts.
Right.
He's inside, he gets the brachas.
You don't want him to hear the brachas. That's exactly the point, because if he's hearing the brachas, that means he's already somewhat there. So you tell him to walk out. He should not hear the calling up of a Yisrael in his place. He should also not hear the brachas, because hearing the brachas is equivalent to being present. And then when they begin to read,
he can't supersede at that point the person,
because he already called him up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works. But whatever it is, it says that he should be not allowed to say the brachos. If we have a situation where the kohen is going outside, he is not allowed to make up those brachos on his own, to recite those brachos. He's missing the brachos. If he's outside of the shul, it's a regular day, so he's not going to be the kohen and Levi. because you don't want him to be there for those two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi. So he's not going to be hearing those two brachos, those four brachos, Asher Bochar Banu twice, Asher Nosal Banu twice. So he may be inclined on his own to say those four brachos by himself to make up for not answering Amin to those brachos.
Why should he miss both?
Levi?
He just knows.
Because he missed the first brachos. Once he's not there, no, that's the problem. I think he has to be out also for Levi also. That's what it seems.
Yeah.
Yes,
I see this all the time.
Yeah. They tell the coin to go out?
Oh, it just goes out
for the first aliyah, not for the second aliyah.
And walks right back in as soon as they start. Unless a lot of times he's the ball cover.
Can he land if he didn't hit a brach?
No, so he walks right
back in. Well, the question is,
interesting.
How can a coin make the brach if he doesn't listen to the kriya?
So maybe what it means, he does listen to the kriya. He makes the brach outside, then he comes back to listen to the kriya, to catch the kriya.
And the reverse, what happens if a kohen walks in when you say Ve'en Kan Kohen?
It's too late. Once you already call up a Yisrael, it's we're gonna have that soon. If you call up a Yisrael by mistake and you realize there's a kohen, the kohen comes up. Yeah, we're gonna see that. We're gonna have that later on. Towards the end of the sermon. Let's go halacha yud. Let's go another more halacha. The kohen is sitting in Kriya Shema. So the question, should we call him up for an aliyah? He came late. He is the only kohen, and he is in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema, and we're up to Kriya Satar. Certainly, if he's in Lashmona Esrei, afilu ein sham kohen acher, ein karino, so do not call him up. And it's not a disgrace in this situation, because when people look at him, they'll right away realize he's not in Lashmona Esrei, he's in Kriya Shema, and the reason why he's not going off aliyah is because he can't, because he's not allowed to be mafsik. The ein tshichim lahamtin alav, and you don't have to wait. It's not enough to wait to tzibur, you don't have to wait until he finishes Kriya Shema, until he finishes Shmona Esrei. You don't wait. Mishum tichot tzibura. Levi, or Yisrael, call Levi, Yisrael, Kili doesn't exist. But here is the catch. If you are in a shul, and there's a kohen, and the kohen is out in Shmona Esrei, oh, he's out in Kriya Shema, the Gabbai does not say, in Ein Kan Kohen, Yamloi Levi, Bim Kohen, Kohen, because there is a kohen. And the only reason why we're not calling him is because he is in the middle of Kriya Shema. Ein Kan Kohen, Eloimim, Levi, or Yisrael, Bim Kohen, you do say Levi, or Yisrael, Bim Kohen, Kohen. Because there is really the first part you do not say. Uvidiyavet. What?
So what do you say?
You say Yamoid so and so bim koin ha koihain in the place of the koin. But don't say the first expression in ain kan koin. Yamoid so and so halevi bim koin ha koin. You don't say in ain kan. But you do say Yamoid so and so bim koin ha koin. Uvi diyevet im karuhu. Let's say the Gabbai is not swift on his feet and he calls them up and he realizes, oh my gosh, what did I do? He is in the middle of Kriya Shema by name and he is in the middle of Kriya Shema. So if he is in the middle of Kriya Shema or in the middle of the brachos between Baruch Hu and between Goal Yisrael until the point in time, so the halacha is you are allowed to be mafsik. You go up and you make the brachos, but you don't read along with the Baal Kohen. We learned last week. You don't read along, you're just silent. No, not the Shoresh, not this first, only during Kriya Shema. Right, right. Kriya Shema, not necessarily something the Gabbai doesn't know what's going on. It's all spaced out, the Gabbai. If possible, the person that's in the middle of davening should at least conclude the bracha. If you're in the middle of a bracha, in the middle of a paragraph of Kriya Shema, you should conclude the paragraph of Kriya Shema. Lehecha the solik in yana kodim shu oila. Let's say you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Afilu karu lo yal. If they call you up, do not ascend. Period. Because you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, so it's too bad. They call you in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't show up. So then the Gabbai has no choice but to call up someone else and Yisrael in your place. If you are at the end of Shmon Esrei, in the middle of Kainet Tzor, you can ascend. That's of course, in Ein Sham Koin Acher, Afilu Lichatchila Koino, so Achla Yikrei Makorei. Now this goes to show how chomer it is to talk during Pesuk de Zimra. During Pesuk de Zimra, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Pesuk de Zimra. Even if you get an aliyah, you're not allowed to read along with the Baal Korei. So certainly you're not going to be asking the Pesuk of the Zimra to talk to Rabbi Talon. Aval im yesha macher, but if there is someone else that can get the aliyah, Ein karin el osa lechatila v'cheina de malevi. If there's someone else, give the alit, someone else, not to that kohen. Another halach. Im karu l'kohen olevi v'in m'sham. Let's say they called up the kohen and the levi and they turn around and guess what? He skipped town. Lo yikro la'achar b'shmo. This is the point of halacha. You don't call up another person by name. Shlo yoimru, why? What's the lamdis? Shlo yoimru al harishon shupogum. Because if you're going to call Yamoy so and so HaKoyin, and then the second letter Yamoy so and so, he's like by a wedding. Mechubid, the third bracha, so and so. Mechubid. So is there a pegima? Is there a pegima for the other person? No, there's no pegima. Why? Because he didn't show up. He didn't show up. So when it comes to when getting an aliyah, there's a pegima. If you call a person, then you call someone else. So then, this is very important halacha. This is very big. So only by a kohen. Only by a kohen is a pegima. If you call up a kohen, and the kohen's not here, or a levi, and they're not there, then when you call up the replacement, you do not call up the replacement by name. So people should not pay attention and think that there was something wrong with the first person. But if you call up a Yisrael for shishi, you call up the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is not there. He's not there. You call up a replacement by name, because by a Yisrael, there's no such thing as pegima. Pegima is only on the yichus of the kahuna or the leviyah. So beautiful yisoid. El yabru leha'achar alei kan v'yale alei ato v'yale aval b'noi. But however, there is an exception. Even by a koyein or a levi, there's a beautiful agave has to know all these rules. A lot of rules for agave. Agave should make him sick to begin with. But if you call up a kohen and the kohen is not there, you can call up his son by name. Because if you call up a son, automatically there's no pegima. Because if there's a pegima for the father, it would automatically extend to the son. Let's say you call up a kohen levi and they can't go up because they're in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, then it's also an exception. Everyone sees there's no pegim. The reason why he's not going is because he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Let's say he called by Yisrael and he's not there, going back to the Yisrael. You can call someone else by name. If you call a kohen levi for achron, another exception for maftir or acharon, b'shabbes v'yomtov, ve'einam sham, yecholim likro liachar b'shem, is also no pegima when it comes to acharon u'maftir. Very interesting, the lomnus of pegima. The bottom of halach, the bottom lo yikro liachar b'shmo. If you call a kohen levi, it's not there. Don't call someone else by name. I'm a darkei Moshe. B'shem that's the Ramah. B'shem Mordechai. K'shakorin ha'olim in tzarch lahaske shemam ela merames shayale. When you call up the olim meikar hadin. Okay, this is the minig olim. Meikar, then we call up yamoid yamoid. You don't have to meikar hadin. There's no requirement. There's no halacha. It's a minig. Meikar hadin ein tzarch lahaske shemam ela merames lo shayale. You merames. You point. You just can point. You have a gabai. You point. That's enough. Elo aval haminhog likro ploini ben ploini uveshailis uchuvis haim shal hevi the haminig b'yushalayim shenikoyim b'shmam elo hasham b'shmam elo shiala. That in Yushalayim, you ever see this? I didn't see this. I'm not there that often to know. But in Yushalayim, she'ein koyim b'shmam elo hashamosh oimer lo shiala. Uvamos sasam likros b'shmam. Call echad ploni ben ploni. That's not the way we do things. We do it by calling up by name ploni ben ploni. Over sefer necholas machanayim herich sham neged hamischatshim shebilu haminik likro l'sevator b'shmam. He's very upset by people who do not call up by name. There is an inyan to call up a person by name to a sefer Torah. Or v'sefer shari chayim hevi b'shem sefer mikrei dardiki sheminig l'zel likro b'shmam nesiyasid oid mizman bali toisves. This goes back to the Rishonim. Goes back almost 1,000 years. Ayin sham v'ayin b'shumis hadeshen d'milchsev hayidatem eslov b'nochar. Right, Yaakov comes to town. Hayidatem Lavan ben Nachar. He calls him by his name. Uvi emes haye ben Besuel. Why does he call him Nachar? He should have called him Lavan ben Besuel. The neche Nachar. He's a grandson of Nachar. Besuel was a son of Nachar. Nilmar mizeh de im aviv mumar. If the father is a mummer, karin os l'tor b'shem avi av, unbelievable. The rachmana l'tzad of a person's father is a mummer, then you call up the son by his grandfather's name.
Wow.
Okay, very fascinating halacha. V'ayin b'toyra t'mi mashan. What about titles? Yamoid, harav, hagoyin. Do you call by titles? So there are different minhagim. You don't call him hagoyin, that I have not seen, but you call Moreinu. The Rav, you call up Moreinu. Moreinu, the only one that gets that title is the Rav. But you don't call up, there are no five Moreinus in a shul. There's only one Moreinu. There was a Gabbai, I have a guy, Gabbai, everyone was Moreinu.
Yeah, yeah, I've
seen that. Yamoid Moreinu. What's this business, Moreinu? Who are you to call? What? Moreinu. Because you learn, you're Rebbe. I don't like that. I didn't like that. I had a fight with him. I hope I don't like that. It's not what you do. You call only one Moreinu.
It's cheapening the
yeah.
Title.
Yeah.
You also call
Lora Moreinu Rabbeinu.
You often, grandfather, Reb, there's two Chaim ben Yosef, sure.
Really?
Well, because I want.
Yeah.
So you call that's the halacha?
Chaim ben Yosef ben...
I've seen this at least once, they call up Yamot so-and-so, exactly your story,
one.
And someone from the audience right. Comes forward. I thought you called me, that's my name.
And he wouldn't budge.
No, I meant...
He wouldn't budge.
I meant this person.
No,
so you're telling me that's the minute?
He wouldn't budge. So then you call up...
Chaim ben Yosef ben Tzvi, really? Very interesting. What about titles? What about... Do you call by... Let's call Reb. So there are people that are very mocking. You should never call a person just by... They should call Reb. Every person's a Reb.
Reb.
Reb. Yamoid Reb. Reb, no matter what, a bacha, or chassan. In yeshiva, they call anyone that's roy, that's of marriageable age. 18, you call a chassan, yamoid hachassan. Until then, you call a bacha. What? Bacha. Yamoid hachassan. Even if you're not married. Even if you're not a chassan, yeah.
You can't make a mishmer of somebody who was called up in place of the Kohen, then, was that name?
Can they come to the person called the person? Why?
Oh, if you, somebody's called up in place of a Kohen, you don't call them up by name.
In this situation.
At the end of the
Aliyah. No, L'chari then. I don't think it's.
After a Kohen, you do say the name.
No,
the Kohen is not there. You go in the case, the Kohen is not there. Skip town. You call up a Kohen, and the Kohen is not there. So the law is you call up. Someone else goes up by himself, but you don't call up. Shouldn't be a pagam to the first coin. So now there's a mishaberach. Is there a hakpada? It doesn't say. I don't know the answer. I don't know if there's a hakpada l'chor or not, because that's already everyone forgot already what happened. That's already bygones. Let bygones be. Okay, let's stop taking.